Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vaitrim Sacht is Brachis Perik Vav Mishnah Dalid. Hoylefanav Minim Harba. If someone has many types of food, they all have the same bracha and they're all in front of him and he wants to eat all of them. There are halachas, which one he should make the bracha on, which one he should eat first. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Yesh Beinayim in Shiva, if amongst these foods that he's about to eat, one of them is some of the Shivas Haminim, what are the Shivas Haminim? The Torah praises Eretz Yisrael with seven types of foods. Eretz Chita, Osa'ira, V'gefen, Utena, V'rimayin, Eretz Zayas, Shemen, Udvash. Chita is wheat, Osa'ira is barley, Gefen is grapes, Seina is figs, Rimon is pomegranates, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash, Shemen is olives, and Dvash means the honey of dates. So if you have the Shivas Haminim over here, Mevarech Olav, take something which is from the Shivas Haminim. So Lamashal, he has an orange, he has an apple, and he has grapes. Make the bracha on the grapes. You want to eat all of them. You're going to make one bari per your eights. But make it on the grapes. The Chachamim say, Mevarech al Eizim en Sheyirtza. Make the bracha on whatever food you want. In other words, the one you like best. Let's say this person, he likes grapes, but he loves oranges. To make the bracha on the oranges, and that's the cheshivas of the bracha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if one of the fruits over here are from the Shivas Haminim, that's the greatest cheshivas. Make the bracha on that. According to the Chachamim, the one that is chaviv, the one that you like the best, that comes first. Now, everyone agrees that Shivas Haminim is a mila, and that chaviv is a mila. So, if let's say he has no particular preference, he doesn't like the apples more than the oranges more than the apples more than the grapes, and so on, vada, he should make the bracha on the grapes, according to everybody, then as the mila of the Shivas Haminim. And then let's say that everything here is from the Shivas Haminim, or none of it is from the Shivas Haminim. But one of them is more chaviv to him than hakol moedim, that you make the bracha on the one that is chaviv, on the one that you like the best. Okay, so really we finished the Mishnah. If you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. Really, it's a complex sugya. You can look in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Simon, Reish, Yud Aleph. For example, if you have several pieces of food, they're all from the Shivas Haminim, then you should look in the order of the Pasuk. Whatever is mentioned earlier in the Pasuk, that comes first. Except it's a little bit complicated. Because if you remember the Pasuk again, Eretz, Chito, Sari, V'gefen, Oteina, V'rimon, and then it says again, Eretz, Zayas, Shemen, Udvash. So let's say Zayas is closer to the word Eretz, even though it's closer to the second Eretz in the Pasuk, than let's say Teina and Rimon, which is further from the word Eretz at the beginning of the Pasuk. So if you take that into account, the order would be as follows. Wheat first, then Zayas, then the olives, then barley, then dates, then grapes, then figs, then pomegranates. Well, what if I didn't follow this properly? What if I made the bracha on the wrong thing? I had the Shivas Haminim, and let's say amongst the Shivas Haminim, I had dates, and I love dates. And I made the bracha on the orange. So I'm wrong on both counts. Am I yoitza? And the answer is yes, you're yoitza. We're just talking about lechatchila. You're not going to repeat the eitz again when you get to the dates. You were yaitza with the eitz and the orange. We're just talking about lechatchila, which bracha you're supposed to make first. There's also the question of, what if there are different brachas? Which brachas come before other brachas? The way we learned the Mishnah, and so the Batanur learns, that's one opinion in the Gemara. The Mishnah's talking about a case where we have, let's say, apples and oranges, and dates, let's say, which are all Bayer Priya Eitz. But there's another opinion in the Gemara that the Mishnah is talking about where there are different brachas, which bracha comes first. So like I said, why don't you open up a Mishnah Brura, Simen Reish Yud Aleph, and learn the halachas.